Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we talk about the how and why a man's penis becomes firmer, engorged, and enlarged, or better known as an erection.
And as we talk about getting this information, I want you to think about this quote from Brandon Travis Chaccio. And he said, "The pursuit of knowledge is never ending. The day you stop seeking knowledge is the day you stop growing." And we're going to be talking about just that, the power of knowledge when it comes to understanding a man's erection.
Right.
And how that impacts both husband and wife in today's show. But we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the One family, someone who's experienced transformation or has had growth in their marriage. And this week's hug is sponsored by Casper. And Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. Now, the original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amount of both sink and bounce.
Both good.
Absolutely. Casper also offers a wide array of other products like pillows and sheets to ensure a better sleep experience overall. And all Casper products are designed, developed, and assembled right here in the United States. With over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. Now you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. So get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/one and using promo code ONE at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Now, this hug comes from an email message that we recently received. And she said, "We completed our first 7 days of sex challenge recently."
Congratulations. Well, awesome.
But hold on a second, guys. For all of you that like to make excuses on why you can't do a 7 days of sex challenge, she goes on to say, "We have three kids, three and under. We are in a season where we are tired," all capital letters, "and sex sometimes gets put on the back burner. This challenge was hard, but so fun, and showed us that when we make sexual intimacy a priority, even in this crazy season, we can connect and make each other happier. Thank you for your awesome podcast. We love you guys."
I love it. You know, there tends to be challenges at times when you put on, when you go after a 7 days of sex challenge. And, you know, what an amazing, I love hearing the testament of, hey, this is what we had in front of us, and yet we still got it and we did it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, no excuses. Notice they did not use their kids as an excuse. They just worked around their circumstances. So go get it. We can't wait to hear your "we did it." So as Tony said, you know, this show is all about a man's erection. And it is probably the first time in over 420 shows that we've done a show dedicated to this topic. In fact, I can promise you it's the first time.
Yeah.
It's the first time.
And we've talked about them.
Oh, sure.
We've talked about erections many a times. I mean, it happens, you know, when you're having sex, obviously.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time. And, you know, what we're talking about today, you know, it's a pretty, there's a pretty basic understanding that for guys, in response to a visual or mental stimuli, you know, a man can become aroused and have an erection. But as Tony and I started talking about this topic, and we'll go into a little bit more about how this show idea even came about, we started digging into the actual, like, science, the physiology, the anatomy of what happens behind having the erection.
Well, and this also comes back to what we were talking about last week when we were talking paycheck to paycheck, the stressors that happen. So the two are going to correlate as we start to share how an erection happens.
Right, because, you know, we all kind of, I think most of us kind of have this sort of cursory understanding of, you know, there's arousal, man has an erection, boom, right? It's kind of seventh grade.
Good to go.
Seventh grade health. But it got us thinking, you know, what's the science and behind this topic? And why does it matter if we know the science? And then we got to also thinking, because this is really where the topic came from, are there times when a wife won't even notice an erection? And is this a form of rejection?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that was the scenario that had played out for the two of us.
Yes. And so Elisa and I just recently completed, we started out with the 7-day challenge. It ended up being 12 days total. It spanned the beginning of a vacation and through our vacation and ended back here in San Diego for us. And the thing is that it got brought up because I've been taking, and I'm going to give a shout out to Ivan, who brought this to my attention and gave it to me. And you guys can check this out at our Amazon shop, but it's called For Life Transform Man. And it's a supplement to help guys mm-hmm. have an erection. It's a natural supplement. And so I've tried many a things over the years, different things, you know, things that I can use that day to help with an erection. And some have worked, not great. Some have done decent, whatever. So I started taking this For Life Transform. And again, you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon shop. You'll see it right up there. And I've noticed personally for myself that I am having harder, stiffer erections again. I'm in my mid-40s. I have noticed this over the last couple of years, sort of a lack of that. And one of the areas where I've noticed it really a lot is in the early mornings. Mm-hmm. I notice that, wow, I'm beginning to wake up again and I'm having an erection, a nice hard erection. To me, that means a lot. And for you guys out there who are like, yeah, ladies, you may not get this, but understand your man is going, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm following you, Tony. And so it got Elise and I to really talking about that. What does it mean? And like, because I said something to Elisa like, hey, I noticed there have been mornings though that I come up behind you cuddling with an erection and there's no response. And I'm thinking in my head like, hey, babe, why don't we have some morning sex? And she's just not moving. So for me, that's more like, hey, she's just playing. She's laying low. She's just, hey, I'm not going to move because then we're going to have morning sex. Not to say that it's bad, because we say, hey, have morning sex. And yet we just started having this discussion and it began to transpire.
Absolutely. And excuse me, it's, you know, it's looking at all of these different components, because especially if you're dealing with morning erections, you're dealing with, you know, the guy's waking up with that. The gal may or may not know. And so we want to talk about the sleep cycle mm-hmm. component of an erection. But I really want to start with what's the real biology, because I don't remember ever in any of my health classes, and those of you that are in the medical profession, maybe you got it covered, but for the rest of us that were taking like basic biology, you know, health, sex ed, at like the very surface level, I don't recall this ever being discussed. And mm-mm. we actually had a bit of a conversation about this with our kids and they're like, yeah, I didn't know anything about that. Right. So, you know, we want to dig into this. And so I found this site called coloplastmenshealth.com. And this was like a compilation of all the research I had seen on a number of different sites, but it was describing the fact that the penis has two chambers in it called the corpora cavernosa. And they go from the head of the penis deep into the pelvis. Now the insides of these chambers are, if you can kind of think of it like sponges,
okay.
right? So it's like this spongy tissue, and they have the ability, no surprise, to gain blood volume and grow in size.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's where the growth comes from. Now, when you're running about your daily life, ladies, when your husband's running about the daily life, the arteries that supply the blood flow to the penis are only partially open, just to keep everything healthy.
Okay.
Right? Just, you know, because obviously you're not walking around with an erection all the time. Mm-hmm. But in response to stimulation, the male brain sends signals that trigger this hormonal response that allows those same arteries to open completely. And it's amazing, like there, you know, pictorial diagrams of this. And I'm like, whoa. I mean, it was actually a little bit literally mind blowing to me. And I start describing it to Tony. He's like, what are you talking about? Right? Because those open arteries allow more blood to flow. But in response to that blood to flow, the veins that are like on the exterior, like on the perimeter of the penis, go into kind of like a lockdown mode.
Right. They compress.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, that combination is what allows a man to maintain an erection.
Well, because those veins are are compressing, which is trapping the blood in the penis, mm-hmm. which allows for a man to get an erection.
Bam. You got it right there. And it's this chain reaction that's amazing, right? There's the stimuli. There's, you know, the rapid blood flow to the penis, which compresses the veins, which turns into the erection. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, erection 101 science, right? But then we start looking at, okay, but why does that matter, right? Because some of you are like, great, Elisa, I really, you know, like, how does this even play into our marriages, right? But we're not just talking about the how of, you know, how does the erection occur, but it's also about, you know, how often and when. Mm-hmm. Because we all, I think everyone listening to the show kind of gets the, oh, there's a visual stimuli. Like a husband may see his wife walking across the bedroom or just get out of a shower and he's like, wow, that's my wife.
Mm-hmm. And ladies, now you know, it's that blood rushing in there. It the veins open or the arteries open up. Mm-hmm. The blood rushes to his penis. The veins clap down. Boom.
He's ready for you.
But that's a visual stimuli.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, and how this tied into the whole morning erection conversation that Tony and I were having about is that as I started looking at this, I was like, but if Tony's having an erection when he's sleeping, my thought was, well, what's the stimuli? Mm-hmm. And I immediately went like, you know, in my mind, I'm like, so what are you dreaming about, dude? Right? Like, am I in those dreams? Like, what's going on here? And your response was?
No. There's no like sexual dreams happening at that time.
And so then I'm like, well, hold on a second. What's actually behind this? Right? Because, I mean, if you have parented a male child, you know that from very early on, they will get erections, right? So mm-hmm. there's obviously stuff going on in them from a very young age. And so I started looking into this and there are actually what is termed random or reflex erections. And I'm like, what's that all about?
Okay, again, this we're going to, these randoms or reflex erections, no visual stimuli, no audio or auditory mm-hmm. stimuli that would have a man have an erection.
Right. And, you know, for men, as they age, a lot of times these happen at night. In fact, a lot of the research that I read from a number of different sites said that men can have 3 to 5 erections per night. And I was like, say what? What's going on here? Right? Because I'm definitely not aware of those 3 to 5 erections.
I don't even know if I'm aware of those 3 or 5 erections. I know I'm aware of the erection in the morning, typically. Well, maybe, you know what? That I do take that back because it's interestingly enough for myself that I'll have to go to the restroom maybe uh-huh. in the middle of the night. And it's at that time, though, that I wake up and I have an erection and I have to go to the bathroom. And that's always a pain
awkward.
In the butt. Yeah, and you're like having to wait to go flaccid. And you're like, come on, guys, I know you're tracking with me. And if you are, hit me up because I want to hear it.
Well, but that's where this starts to get interesting because, you know, you heard Tony talk at the beginning about, you know, we were talking about the sleep cycles. Well, the fact is that it's the REM cycle that's having an impact on all of this because during
that's the rapid eye movement.
Right. Because, you know, it's like when you start falling asleep and, you know, there's all the different sleep cycles, but there's the deep sleep cycle and then you have the REM sleep cycle. Now, interestingly enough, you can cycle through somewhere between 3 and 5 REM cycles a night, give or take.
And there are a number of apps, and I've heard a number of folks that I've been listening to on other podcasts who are using other apps to chart their sleep cycles. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming if you're using one of those, I'm sure you could find one in iTunes or the Google Play Store if you want to track your sleep and your REM cycle and your deep sleep cycles.
But here's what happens for men specifically during those REM cycles. Their bodies release hormones. And hormones, interestingly enough, mm-hmm. are what's causing an erection. So if a guy has 3 to 5 REM cycles per night, that's 3 to 5 possible erections. And he's not always going to be conscious of those necessarily. Like you said, you heard Tony say that. But let's talk about the morning erection, right? Because when we wake up, we're typically coming out of a REM sleep cycle, unless something, you know, there's like an emergency or something like that may wake you up out of deep sleep. But
we're just talking a normal sleep situation.
Right. So normal sleep, you wake up out of REM sleep, according to the research, which means that if those hormones have been flooding his body, he's waking up with an erection because he's coming out of REM sleep at that point in time.
And for me, I'm going to just say, this is just me. I'm coming out of that place and I have an erection. I'm thinking most times out of not like, hey, it would be awesome to have morning sex. Now, I'm not saying it always happens, but in my mind, I'm like, morning sex, best way to get there is if Elisa's back to me, let me get up behind her, cuddle up against her, right? My penis is up against her butt area. You know, she can feel that. And yet, nothing really happens most times.
Now, just to be really clear for everyone, I am not opposed to morning sex. In fact, I rather like morning sex, mm-hmm. and I really like awake sex. But therein lies the challenge, because Tony may be coming out of REM sleep at that point in time, but not every wife, including not this wife, is going through the same sleep cycle at the same time as her husband. Which means that she can be, like I am sometimes, in a very, very deep sleep and completely unaware of Tony's erection or her husband's erection, right? Like in my case, I'm unaware of Tony. In your case, guys, your wife may be in such a deep sleep that she's not aware.
And this, to me, was absolutely fascinating. I have to say, as Elise and I were sharing this week and discussing this topic, I honestly was like, wait a minute. You're in such a state of sleep that you don't feel that. And she was just deadpan, just looking at me like, nope. And I have to say this, 21 years of marriage, have thought many a times that my wife was just rejecting me. And in all honesty, that's perception. My perception was a reality. So it really floored me to hear this and to think like, and it was a lively conversation. I think we were both sort of like, oh my gosh, how did we never put two and two together? But we didn't realize until Elisa began to do some research on this that, hey, because I'm coming out of sleep doesn't mean that she's in the same spot and she has no clue that I have an erection.
Right. And you know, the other side of that too is that if she is in a deeper state of sleep, and she is awakened up because, you know, like all of a sudden there's an arm on top of her, whatever. The mental energy that it's going to take for her to get into a state of arousal, right? Remember, guys, you've already been flooded with hormones. She's been in deep sleep and not necessarily flooded with hormones. So you've got to understand that it's not going to be this this instantaneous connection, instantaneous transformation where she's like, yeah, let's do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this whole idea of rejection, morning rejection, like Tony said, it was a really big conversation for us because, you know, it actually became the conversation. It led to the question, you know, can it be rejection if I'm not even aware that you're trying to make a move?
Yeah. And I think we came to the point of no, but my perception and having not understood that you weren't even awake,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's more on me, us having the discussion again, bringing in, hey, that's why we talk about a topic such as an erection and in the anatomy of an erection and how it works. And then talking about it from the sleep time erection and where it's working, because at the end of the day, husband and wife, this is something that happens. So let's talk about it. It's just taken Elisa and I 21 years to get to that point. We didn't realize it.
So we're really hoping to, in with this show, to cut your learning time, like we were talking about the quote that I opened up with about knowledge, right? Like we want to increase your knowledge rapidly so that you don't have to go through 21 years of guys thinking that your wife's rejecting you and of ladies for you thinking, why is he so cranky in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's going on here? Right? And instead go, okay, wait a minute. We might need to implement something, a different strategy
mm-hmm.
around this, because obviously here's the thing. You all are going to keep sleeping. Right. And you're going to keep having REM sleep. So, guys, this is going to keep happening for you. And interestingly enough, just as a side note, you know, a lot of the research that I said that it's a very healthy, it's a health indicator for men too. So just as a side note, if you're noticing a rapid decrease or a significant decrease in morning erections, you may want to just go to the doctor.
And this is interesting because when Elisa brought that up to me as well, again, I've noticed this over the last couple of years for myself, and having been using the For Life Transform Man mm-hmm. for about a month now, this is why it got brought back up, because I've noticed in my own life that my erections in the morning have come back. They're more consistent. Mm-hmm. I for myself, I could say that. I didn't realize something was going on though. I want to be clear, and like Elisa said, knowledge is power, And so now we know. Like, I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still understanding my own body at times. And so for those of you out there who are going, man, this is where I'm at, address it. Mm-hmm. Guys, address it. This is about your health. And that's important to know.
Absolutely. And as we talk about how to navigate your understanding of erections and specifically morning erections, we just want to say a special thank you to this week's sponsor, Casper. And I want to remind you that you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/one and using promo code ONE at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. And so, you know, as we look at this topic, one, I don't know how many of you have ever even listened to a conversation that's been 30 minutes about erections. Like, truth be told, people aren't having this conversation. So the number one thing that you have to do is you have to start this conversation in your marriage, right? Because is it going to be uncomfortable for some of you? Sure. I'm just going to put it out there. Some of you are challenged when we have these topics that are very, you know, deal with sex or different aspects of sex. And you're like, I don't even know if I can bring that up. It might be, hey, let's listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is, guys, this might be an easier way for you to broach the subject with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because maybe this is something you've been dealing with on either side of having the morning erections or not having the morning erections. And you want to have a conversation with her and you're like, I don't even know how to bring this up or what she's going to think or how she's going to feel. Or maybe it's the rejection side that you've been feeling rejected. Right. And you're like, how do I even bring like what's going on here? But in order for any of us, you, me, the entire one family, in order for all of us to have extraordinary marriages, we're going to put the extra on our ordinary, which means we're going to have the conversations that other people aren't having, that maybe nobody even needs to have, but you're like, you know what? We need to talk about this erection thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about it. I mean, if there's one thing where you're going to grow and you're going to see breakthrough in your life, and transformation is when you guys are able to talk about this stuff openly and honestly. And even for yourself, guys, if this is an area where you're just, man, again, if you're having a tough time right now, you're at that place where I felt that I've been, then you need to address it. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I have been. I've been seeking out different ways, different supplements. For me personally, I like to go a natural way.
Mm-hmm.
If all possible, that's where I am. That's who I am. I don't want to go to a doctor and just get a quick fix. Some of us need to. Sometimes you need to go down that road. Doesn't mean it's wrong or anything of that nature, but sometimes we got to be real to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's come about. And so having that conversation and being in prayer and going, okay, where am I? And facing the truth is sometimes one of the biggest things that we face before we even discuss this with our spouse, before we even bring it up to her, because you want to understand this more. So hopefully this will allow you to have some breakthrough just in this one area for yourself to be able to bring up the conversation with your wife.
Well, I know it's been, you know, a game changer even for us just in doing the research and in understanding how the body works, right? And what that looks like and where the blood flow is and when hormones are flooding his body at night and things like that. Like, I didn't know this stuff. Nobody sits down and says, hey ladies, so, you know, let me talk to you about what's going to happen to your husband once you're married. Cause sometimes at night when he's in REM sleep, he's going to have this rush of hormones. Nobody does that.
No.
Nobody tells you that your husband's going to, you know, and guys, nobody even tells you. Right? That maybe you're going to wake up in an erection in the middle of the night. You're going to be like, how did that happen? Because I wasn't dreaming about anything. And what's going on? But if you know, then you have a greater understanding of how the two of you are operating together. Mm-hmm. Right? You have the ability to say, you know, babe, let's talk about this. Right? And ladies, for you, I think I'm going to ask you to do your marriage a huge favor. Right? And that's to be honest with your husband about your awareness of his erections, right? Don't fake it. Don't lie. You know, there are times when Tony does come up behind me and I honestly do feel his erection. Truth. There have been times when I'm like, okay, am I still sleeping or is that like for real? And then there are times when I'm like, he's got nothing. Like, he could be on the other side of the bed for all my awarenesses. But the fact of the matter is that you have to keep in communication with him, mm-hmm. right? If you are aware, share with him, like, babe, let's go, right? If you are completely unaware because you're in a different cycle of sleep, let him know. Because if he's like, hey, did you? And you're like, really? No clue.
And for guys, the other side of this too is if you realize that your wife is in deep sleep and you've talked about morning sex and wanting to have it, you're going to have to probably get her to a point where she is awake, right? You may have to do a little kissing on her neck. You may have to do a little more touching. She's going to have to come out of that deep sleep to know that she's even being pursued, mm-hmm. right? Because if she doesn't even know that she's being pursued, then what we are perceiving isn't true.
Right, it's not reality.
It's not a reality. And so we need to discuss that. And I believe that the conversation, a lot of this here, is about morning sex too. Mm-hmm. Is it something you guys want to do?
Absolutely.
You know, if you need something to talk about sex and help you open up that communication, pick up our 19 Questions to Amazing Sex. I'll leave a link here in the show notes. You can get it at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/19questions. But that at least gets you started, mm-hmm. and you can start talking about it. Bring in the morning sex piece of it, because you can say, hey, honey, I've noticed like 4 out of 7 days a week, pretty much I have an erection and I would love to be able to make love to you in the morning. Mm-hmm. Again, you're going to have to figure that out, because I've noticed it with Elisa too. Sometimes she's there, sometimes she's not. It's like kissing. I can be touching her and she's just out. It's like, okay, now I understand though why that is.
Right. It's called REM sleep. Mm-hmm. It's deep sleep. I'm not in REM sleep. And that's a good point. You know, like Tony was saying, you know, let's talk about what morning sex looks like for the two of you. I've got, you know, a coaching couple and, you know, she's like, I think I can handle morning sex once a week.
Okay.
I'm like, great. Make sure your husband knows that. Right. Because just because you've resolved that in your head doesn't mean that he knows. Right. How frequently are you open to it? Ladies, if you're tending not to be aware, then how do you want your husband to initiate with you when you're in a deeper state of sleep? Let's have the conversation around it. Like Tony said, do you want sweet kisses? Do you want him to stroke your arm? Do you want him to like cuddle with you? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but we have to address these different things. And the last thing that we have to address, because it is important and it's something that bears digging into if this is happening in your marriage, is that ladies, if you're aware, but you're not responding, you need to ask yourself the question why. Right? What's the disconnect? And is that something that you need to dig into further, maybe with a marriage coach?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if this is going on, this conversation around erections and morning sex, this is an opportunity for the two of you to grow deeper and to really enhance not just the physical connection, the physical intimacy between the two of you, but also the emotional intimacy.
I think the bigger piece is the emotional intimacy. This is a piece that nobody is talking about. We're not talking about this. We look at it and even us guys, we're like, okay, well, we got an erection. Okay. I've been getting them since I was a kid, but how does it work? What do I know about it? And this is that conversation that we're able to bring to our spouse and go, hey, honey, I learned something new about myself. And with that, knowledge is power. And how do we use that so we can have the sexual intimacy we desire?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it comes down to, because Elise and I learned when we went from a 7-day sex challenge to a 12-day sex challenge, it was probably one of the most enjoyable 7 days of sex challenges we have had probably in the last handful of years. And it was because of where I was. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is making a huge difference for me and for us. But we had to talk about it together.
Absolutely. And guys, again, like I said a few minutes ago, if you want your marriage to be extraordinary, you're going to have to put some extra
into it.
You're going to have to put extra into it. And this week, the extra is having the conversation around, like, let's open up the conversation around erections in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds really kind of weird to say that out loud, but the truth is that, you know, after almost, we're coming up on 22 years. And what we learned about the anatomy of the erection and about nighttime erections in preparation for this particular show, based on one conversation that Tony and I had, has been a game changer. And we know if it's a game changer for us, it'll be a game changer for all of you.
Yeah. 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 I love it. I love that we get to share this fun stuff with you guys and we get to learn along the way. We're so honored and blessed to have each and every one of you part of the One family. Truly, we come behind these mics each week to bring you hope, transformation, and most of all, to have some extraordinary sex. So with this piece of knowledge, we hope that it will take you to the next level of just understanding yourself, your marriage, and where it can go from here. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we're looking forward to catching up with you next week. Love you guys. Take care, and we'll see you next week.